Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
This is the podcast that asks the important questions like, are sidekicks worth it?
Okay, in movies and comics.
TV shows, video games.
Yeah,
a lot of real life.
Real life?
They want real life.
To Plumbing the Death Star.
I walked right in. Fuck! Okay, sidekicks.
Yeah.
You're a superhero, right? That's the most normal place we see a sidekick.
Well, which superhero we'll start with?
Well, I think just in general.
Like a duck, okay.
That's just lay the groundwork of what a sidekick is.
Okay.
But, I mean, fiction beyond superheroes,
there's a lot of sidekicks, absolutely.
In a book that only losers have read, Ishmael's probably a sidekick Ahab in Moby Dick.
Yeah. No, I know I haven't read Moby Dick.
I haven't read it either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have self-respect.
I'm bullied for the strangest things on this show. Remember when you bullied me for watching the video series Interface? This is like that again. Moby Dick's a classic of American literature.
That's what a piece of shit loser would say.
That's what Wikipedia says, which of course is I'm going to get to reading it, because I ain't no loser that's read Moby Dick.
Well, I guess, what is a sidekick? Like, to me, like, what's the difference between a sidekick and an apprentice?
Well, an apprentice, I feel like you're building up to eventually take over, right?
Isn't that what a sidekick is kind of?
I don't think necessarily.
Not really.
Like, is Captain America like, Bucky, one day you will be me?
Well, but then Bucky does.
Yeah, but I think that just happens then.
Like, but yes,
it's just sort of an accident, you know?
Yeah, but I think it's like an apprentice, that's planned.
Yeah.
A sidekick, sometimes that happens.
So if as a 15-year-old, if I accidentally just happen to walk past a mechanic and I'm like, hey, that looks kind of cool.
Mm.
And the mechanic was like, oh, you want to help me out? And I went, yeah. And then 6 months later, I'm like, am I your apprentice? And he's like, well, actually, I thought you were more my sidekick.
Yeah, I consider you my sidekick because you will never have my job.
We don't have the qualifications.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he's paying you.
Like,
if anything, you're just a weird kid that's hanging out.
Well, yeah, 100%.
Dude, I think
he's doing it out
of pity for you because he thinks you come from a bad home.
Hey, buddy, good to see you. How was
you all right?
School?
You don't ever seem to be at school. Yeah.
Hold this wrench.
Yeah, say I built as a 15-year-old little awkward kid, you build up a relationship with the local mechanic. He takes pity on you and like helping you work there.
Yeah.
He pays you a little bit every now and again in cash.
That's
got
true.
Any friends, buddy?
No,
yeah.
I like cars.
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
Me too. I like cars.
I like cars, but I also have friends.
Yeah.
You're not doing this mentor thing, so
you really aren't, dude.
Yeah.
This poor 15-year-old kid.
15. And no friends?
You want that Moby Dick reading pieces of shit?
Brother, you're going to put down that book and do what everyone else is doing.
What's that?
Anything. Not read Moby Dick. Go bowling or something. At least you got something to talk about.
Yeah,
you talk to me about Ishmael.
Oh, my God.
Ishmael survived because he held onto the fucking coffin of his fucking dead lover.
Husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to hear
How'd you learn
it.
That?
How'd I learn what?
Yeah,
it's pop culture. It's part of my
You're
job.
Just absorb it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. Some piece of shit was yakking about it this morning over a lunch or something.
Ah. Ask me about any pop culture I haven't seen. I can tell you some stuff about it.
Okay.
The boys. I've seen what? I haven't even seen a full episode.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You consume it through GIFs. That's common knowledge, dude.
It's part of my lore.
Name all the guys in Succession.
Oh, okay. So Succession is a show I do really want to watch. It's about the... Oh, what's the name of the family?
Yeah, what is the name of the family?
Is it the Roy family or is Roy...
Is it the Roy family?
Is it the Roy family? Is Roy the name?
Or is it Roy something?
Yeah.
It is Roy. It is definitely Roy something. Logan Paul.
No.
You've got...
Yeah.
Who do you have,
Who do you have, though? Because you've got...
Kieran Culkin.
Uh-huh. And
yeah,
he
but
plays...
who does he play?
He plays...
And then you've got...
Oh, no. No, because I almost said Roy Kent. That's the other TV show that I... kind of despises existence, even
Lasso.
Though I've never watched it. Everyone's having a good time.
It's wholesome.
I'd probably really like Ted Lasso. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah,
sometimes
neither.
Ted Lasso's pretty good. I mean, like it's sport.
Yeah,
I do like sport.
And it's kind of wholesome.
Dude,
nice.
I know what you mean
it
about
does
Jason
fit, yeah.
Sudeikis. What's going on there?
Something
about it. I see you all like, are you a funny guy? I don't know. I think
the problem with Ted Lasso is that by having Jason Sudeikis as a lead in a TV show, my brain immediately is like, Steve Carell.
The Office?
Steve Carell, The Office. And then I think watching The Office would make me sick.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about Jason Sudeikis, I'm just like, you flew under the radar.
Don't
as a
come
guy.
At me and say that I love
is.
Ted Lasso, I know. But
it's not me, that was
to the audience.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, it kind of feels like it fills that like Friday Night Lights hole in my heart.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I probably could just, you know, fill by rewatching
Friday Night Lights.
I'd probably have a better time.
Yeah, yeah. Friday Night Lights is great.
Logan's another one of the kids.
Yeah,
names,
oh yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's Roy. Fucking, what is their name?
Yeah, who, what is it? It's about that family.
Hey, kid, if you hit a home run, I'll give you this check for $1 million. Oh, you fucked it up. Here, I'm tearing the check up. Have a quarter of it because you got to first base. You learned a lesson. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's an episode.
Sure is.
Anyway.
It's no concern to me.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's actually good that I can't remember Succession. So then when I watch it, I really
like
it.
Have a really good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome for you, dude. I'm excited.
Never seen an episode.
You've never seen an episode.
Not at all. I know shit about Succession.
Yeah. Fuck.
It could be the Roy family. You might be spot
on.
Roy's a guy in it, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks boring.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, sidekicks.
Psychics, yeah.
Would you have one?
To do what?
Is Roy Kent Ted Lasso's sidekick?
No.
Is he the captain of the team?
Maybe at one point, but then he retires.
Oh.
And then he becomes a coach.
Yeah.
Rival coach.
No.
Sidekick coach.
Well,
assistant coach? Head coach.
What is the difference? What do you mean sidekick coach?
Yeah. What is a sidekick coach?
Is it the same coach from Ted Lasso as Ted? Sorry, is he
Ted Lasso is head coach.
Head coach.
Yeah. And then you've got Coach Beard. And then you've got Roy comes in to also help with it. Then you've got the other guy, and then he's become
Roy. So they're
all
they're all part of the same team. Yeah. They're Ted's sidekicks.
Okay.
That's how
so an assistant
team.
Coach is a sidekick.
Is a
yeah.
sidekick.
So,
you
so
think
an assistant,
assistant
is a sidekick.
Sidekick same
assistant
thing?
Is a sidekick, yeah, because the assistant's not...
But if I run a business,
I have an assistant.
I don't consider them my sidekick.
You know how someone was like,
job.
"Oh, this is my work husband, my work wife."
That's your work sidekick.
I reckon sidekick can be used in the same way.
So, but apprentice can't be a sidekick.
No, apprentice isn't
but
a sidekick.
But an assistant can.
But an assistant's a completely different job.
Like,
no, because you're an
assist you.
No, in Entourage, where they often have
Entourage boys are. Vinny's sidekicks, yes.
Yeah, as well. And have like, you know, like Hollywood stars that have assistants. Yeah. And it's like, are they sidekicks?
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, no, now I'm trying to remember.
They got to remember Entourage. Ari's sidekick.
Ari's like, Luke? No, Luke.
Luke
I don't know, dude. You're on your own here.
Anyway, he's definitely Ari's sidekick.
Is he?
Yes.
Or is he assistant?
No, because in many, what is, in a superhero book, you're
in
your...
In a superhero book.
I'm coming out against every type of pop culture today. When you're reading his silly little drawings with words.
Yeah.
Robin, in many ways, could be Batman's assistant.
I would say Alfred's more like Batman's assistant than
but then
Robin.
Is Alfred not a sidekick? He's
no.
part of the Bat family.
He's
not a sidekick.
No,
he's
his butler.
He's his butler. Is there on the fucking
tin? No, he's
tin.
Bruce Wayne's butler. He's not Batman's butler.
Well,
he's
yeah,
Batman's
but he
Lloyd assistant.
Is.
Lloyd. Yeah. But I wouldn't call him Ari Gold's sidekick.
I absolutely would.
He's because Ari yells at him a lot.
Batman yells at Robin all the time.
No, he doesn't. He loves Robin.
He
Yeah, he loves him. But
then, what awesome Batman. You fucked that up, Robin.
All-star Batman and Robin. That's literally an example of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a psychic dance and abuse little boy. Being like, what's that? What's your Jimmy fucking Olsen. Bear's night?
What's Jimmy Olsen's relationship to Superman?
He's Superman's best friend.
Yeah, not
psychic?
A No! It's Larry, the comic book is called like
Superman's friend Jimmy Olsen.
Best friend not Jimmy Olsen.
Sidekick. Yeah, it would be fucked up if Jimmy Olsen was Superman's sidekick because he's a human man.
Yeah. I gotta go punch Darkseid. Oh, don't worry. Jimmy Olsen, distract him. Oh, that 0.3 of a second that Darkseid looked at you and shot his big bees. What do they call it? Mega rays?
Yeah, he's
or whatever?
A mega rays, yeah.
Yeah, and now that you're no longer
Jimmy,
existing.
Jimmy, run interference!
What? Great.
Is the Bat family Batman's sidekicks?
No, they're his family.
Well, no, I'd say Robins are sidekicks. Nightwing, no longer sidekick.
Okay.
Yeah, but Nightwing doesn't
work.
Or
Huntress.
Huntress, not a sidekick.
Batgirl. Okay.
Not a sidekick. Or can be, depends on the context.
Mm.
If Batman is... So
if
the
they're working on the same mission...
Yes, sidekick. Well, not always.
Yeah, if Batman's taking point...
Sidekick. If they're working on it together, not a sidekick.
Colleagues.
Colleagues.
Ari
colleagues.
Makes a beautiful speech at Lloyd's wedding.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that not prove sidekick?
You made a beautiful...
Joel Dusha, define a sidekick.
Joel Dusha and Jackson and Adam... All three of you made a very beautiful impromptu speech.
And drunk.
At my wedding.
Adam did it as a joke and then everyone else started doing it.
Yeah, it was beautiful, heartfelt, every moment of it. Yeah, it all lovely. Three of you, my sidekick. By that
we
definition.
Were part of your bridal party.
Yes.
So therefore, yes. Is the best man not the groom's sidekick?
I'll give you that.
Yeah! The best man is, but that we were not at that bridal party. In that context, bridal party. You know what I mean.
Wedding party.
Wedding wake. Whatever it's called.
The
reception?
The reception.
Yeah, the wedding wake.
Yeah, the wedding wake.
Yeah.
We're mourning the wedding.
Yeah. It's sad that they got married.
It's sad that we can't keep experiencing
the
wedding.
It's sad that the wedding's
over.
It's over.
The wedding was fun. Yeah.
I love a ceremony.
I think that a sidekick
and
is...
So sidekick and assistant, there's no difference.
I think the assistant is a real life example of a sidekick.
Yeah,
a mentor. A mentor would also count.
A mentor is a sidekick.
No. The mentee. The mentee is a sidekick.
Mentor, mentee, I'll give you that. That's sidekick. Uh-huh.
But apprentice, no.
But what the fuck is the difference between a mentor, mentee?
A mentor, mentee, again, you know what? Mentor, mentee, that's a tricky one because mentor, mentee, if. You're mentoring someone to replace you, apprentice. If you're mentoring them to have a similar role to you, sidekick.
I would say that apprentice...
Robin stops being Batman's sidekick when he becomes Nightwing, but that makes him an apprentice. Fuck!
But he doesn't work for...
He goes to Bloodhaven.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's that actually gets back in my favor again. Because that's a mentor-mentee situation where... He works up to become his own guy, stops being his sidekick, but he doesn't replace Batman.
But sometimes they do. Yeah. Some of the Robins do.
Yeah, some of the
Because
Robins
I think
do.
It's like, well, you're not going to replace me until I retire and or die.
Yeah, then you will replace me.
Yeah, that's what he kind of wants to do. But then when he does get his back broken, he doesn't go to a Batman, sorry, Robin.
He goes to random guys.
He goes to a random guy who is like, you're unhinged. Maybe you become a Batman.
Batman had a very bad day. Okay?
He wasn't thinking straight. Well, he has the flu when that happens.
I think when Azrael gets the bat suit.
Should just make Deathstroke Batman.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he does.
I think the Robin, whoever's the Robin at the time, is like, the fuck?
I'm right here, brother.
Yeah, but you always need a Robin.
Why?
Why?
That's the question of the episode. Is it worth it?
Yeah. So what is the point of a sidekick?
Yeah, help.
So, okay. So I'm Batman, and I'm like, okay, I want to help.
I'm Ari.
Okay. You're Ari, and I go to you, and I'm like, hi, Ari Gold.
Get the fuck out of my office.
Ari, you gotta help me. I need some assistance.
Who are you, Vinny Chase? You're tugging my balls here, kid.
You're the only one that can help me. Ari, please.
This movie doesn't get everyone in the company sucked off.
The worst Batman comic book I've ever read.
The studio's going under. Lloyd, get in here. I hate you, Lloyd. Get out of here. Anyway, what were you saying?
Jeez, why do you treat Lloyd like that? That's not how I would treat a sidekick. Why are you yelling at them?
I need a cigarette.
Just flipping through the pages, it just goes on and on.
The Entourage Batman crossover was a bad idea.
Just never, just like pages and pages of yelling. It just goes on. It just like really doesn't stop.
Man, both of them seem confused about the other ones in there. Yeah, seems like Ari keeps talking about getting sucked off.
Like clearly somebody...
by the movie. Batman's like, I gotta stop Two-Face and the Joker. I need some assistance. Like, I know... why does he go to Ari?
I know somebody wrote this comic, but it really feels like they didn't, like, that they didn't expect these characters to meet.
Yeah, Ari, Ari, you represent some of the best up-and-coming superheroes.
Oh, call Vinny. He played Aquaman.
No, no, I need Aquaman. I need Vinny. I need Aquaman.
Vinny! Yo, what's
Why
going on?
Why are you talking
on?
To Vinny? But give me Vinny. I want to talk to Vinny.
Here's Vinny.
Hey, Vinny, I really loved you in Aquaman. I just want to say I'm a big fan.
Give me back that one. Vinny, sir, is blowing smoke up your ass. Anyway, be on set tomorrow. I'll kill you. If you bring your shithead brother, Johnny Drama, my God, my foot's going to be so far up your ass, Vinny. You'll taste my
Ari,
boot.
Ari, Ari, does Johnny have any powers?
Johnny's got no powers.
Damn, what a turtle. He's got the powers of a turtle, yeah? He's protective. I need something to protect him.
Hang on, sir. Why have you come to me? You what's your problem?
You represent some of the
yeah,
best.
Spit it out, shithead.
I'm fighting like Two-Face, but I also got to deal with Joker, and I need some. Someone who with like a good set of powers to help me out
you
here.
You need a sidekick, brother.
I do need a sidekick.
Oh, finally the comic's getting somewhere.
Have you tried a Robin?
That's why I've come to you. I need someone to be in our Robin. You oh. represent all the super, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That could be the only feasible reason why I'm here.
Yeah, sorry. Because you came to visit me in my movie office. I thought it was about the movies. But yeah, big up. Hello, Dick Grayson. Yeah, shithead. Batman needs you, piece of shit.
Okay. I know Dick Grayson. I could just call him.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
If you don't help Batman and no one gets sucked off, so help me God, Dick Grayson. I'll have a heart attack. Barry Gold. Goodbye. Dick Grayson's on his way.
Oh, so Dick Grayson was available.
Just Dick Grayson, okay.
He was available for Batman, but Batman nice. Didn't think about him. Wasn't his first choice. Oh, okay.
So I'm Batman.
Yes. Jackson, what's it like being the audience surrogate? Is this good?
It was awesome. It was cool watching a bit not being a part of it. I loved it.
I forgot my original point.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I think it was, all right, I'm Batman. Why does Batman need a sidekick?
Well,
what is he doing
it's funny with Batman because most of the Robins, yeah. It's incidental.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He takes them up to the ward.
Yeah, he sees them and he's like, oh, that poor kid. And then he's like,
I was a poor kid.
Yeah, like, yeah. Maybe I'll adopt this kid. And he's like, well, you know what? I'm Batmaning. Maybe it'd be nice to have a little help or something.
Or is this his just terrible way at bonding?
Yeah, does he just not...
Well, does it happen a lot where, like, the Robin, pre-becoming a Robin, realizes that Bruce Wayne's Batman?
Sometimes it does. There's that Robin that tries to steal the Batmobile's tie.
Is that Dick Grayson, I think?
No, that's Jason Todd.
Jason Todd, yeah.
Dick Grayson...
He's a flying acrobat.
And his parents get shot.
And then Batman's like, I know you want revenge. I know what that's like. Let me help you out.
Yeah.
That's a kind of mentor-mentee situation.
You lost your parents. I lost my parents to violence. Gotham sucks. Let me help you.
Because he pretty much brings Dick Grayson in to stop him from becoming what Jason Todd is.
Yeah,
which is
funny
that he's like, I've nailed this.
Well, I can do it again.
Yeah. I do it again. Hey, piece of shit kid, stealing my tires.
Yeah.
You want revenge. I know you do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got a...
I just wanted tires to sell for money.
Oh, no, I've got a deranged Robin.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I guess you can't win him every time.
Oh, now he's dead.
Now he's back.
Now he hates me.
That makes sense.
I would too.
Yeah.
Batman left him with Joker to get Crowbar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Batman use him as bait? Oh, he uses him as bait, literally, doesn't he?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then later or the first time?
No, in Death of the Family.
I don't know.
Death of the Family.
I think just Joker just gets him. And, it's a bit of a shock for Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Batman. No, I know Batman's upset that he's dead, but yeah. I can't remember.
I don't think Batman put him in that position.
No.
Joker just did what Joker does and Joker's about.
Yeah.
I thought it was Batman's actions led to the death of Jason.
The fact that he has a young boy.
I think he's
being
like,
I put you
in danger by introducing you to
and
his
And then
wife,
he's got so. A son that becomes
Damian
third
Wayne.
Robin.
Yeah, true.
Although it depends, because I think the introduction of girl Robin happens before Damian Wayne, but in chronological order, Damian's first.
Well, are we talking about the Frank Miller one?
Yeah.
What's
her name? Jessica?
It's been too long since I've read that. Wonderful comic book.
Let's
we talk about Frank Miller. Maybe the best.
Maybe the better. Yeah. The question being, are sidekicks worth it? Has it worked out for Batman?
What's his purpose to do so? Because this is what I'm trying to get at. Are you training someone up to replace you? Which is what I kind of felt a lot of them did, which is kind of like you have Batman being like, well, I'm not going to be around to protect Gotham
forever
and I will eventually one day die. So I need someone to instill, like, you know,
my values on
Gotham. It's weird he goes with a Robin because he's like, I rule Gotham by fear. Robin. Not the scariest
are
bird.
Are people scared of robins?
I would argue there's scarier birds.
Yeah, I think so. Crow, scarier
a
than a robin. Yeah, there's a plan.
Yeah.
But isn't it the idea with the robin is that the robin acts as a kind of distraction?
Yes.
Robin's bright. The villains are like, well, I'm going to beat the shit out of this kid.
And then Batman
comes up behind, back of the head.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what Batman's thinking.
I guess
maybe if you're Batman.
Yeah.
You don't really care about these kids.
Yeah.
They're a means to an end.
You're like, it's annoying that they're not distracted enough, the crooks I'm trying to beat the shit out of.
Yeah. Well, Batman's whole thing the whole time has been like, I loathe having a bat family because it's a weakness.
Yeah. I'm in love with these people. And then he continually has the lesson of,
I love to say that. I'm in love with my family, freak.
Yeah, say I love my family. Don't say you're in love with your family, you freak.
I love these people. Yeah, Christ
that's
almighty.
That's better. Fuck. Now,
enjoy reading Moby Dick.
Goddamn family kissing weirdos. You kiss your family on the mouth with them lips, you freak.
But Batman,
did you read Moby Dick with those lips?
I wish I wrote out loud. I wish I didn't know how to read in my head. That would be so funny.
Like murmuring.
Like, call me Ishmael.
Call me Ishmael.
Remember going on the boat of Jackson, what are you saying? Nothing, I'm just reading.
Yeah. And as Ahab's spear went into Moby Dick, and then Moby Dick steered, and the rope from the spear accidentally got tangled around Ahab's throat, and he got dragged off to sea and hanged at the same time, Ishmael thought, was it all worth it? The end. Beautiful book.
That is how Moby Dick ends. Yeah.
Word for word.
Was it all worth it to be on a boat?
Yeah. I like being on the ocean.
I think I meant God, because Moby Dick means God, maybe?
Yes.
Means God, not represents. Means.
No, he means God.
Moby Dick means God, yeah.
Yeah, so again, it's like, what is Batman uses sidekicks as a distraction.
Yes.
Basically, as something shiny, that these crooks can then also punch.
But also with Batman, it's like there's like the fucked up psychology of him being like, maybe I need a son.
Yeah,
and he just doesn't know how to raise a boy.
Well, that's the thing. So it's like, well, my parents failed me by getting murdered.
Yeah,
I will succeed where they didn't by not getting murdered.
Yeah.
Good strat.
Good strat.
Smart stuff.
Then you've got like, I guess Captain America.
Yeah,
who has Bucky? Now what? Why?
The funny thing about the Captain America Bucky situation is
Bucky doesn't seem like a sidekick.
Well, yeah, but he definitely also is a sidekick. Because like that's the way he is represented in the.
Oftentimes, in comics especially, it's because you have they're so much like they're littler. It's a size difference.
Yeah, they're a bit smaller, so they become.
So you've kind of got like, the big one is the leader, and then you've got. Is it just basically like who's in charge?
Well, it's weird with Captain America and Bucky because they were friends beforehand. Like, do you think Bucky?
Yeah.
It's like if you know the three of us, we got super soldiered or whatever,
and you became our sidekick.
Yeah, you were like, and obviously you're our sidekick, Jackson. I was like, but we're all equally super soldiered, and you're like, yeah, well. You got more of psychic vibes.
Yeah, would you be shocked by that? I would say the more shocked.
What I would be shocked at is that I didn't get the role of mascot. Well, obviously, Zamet is Dusha's sidekick or vice versa. And you
are the mascot.
We kind of a sidekick of a sidekick, Jackson. So you're mascot. Get in the dog costume.
Is there any sidekicks that have sidekicks? I mean, Nightwing, not a sidekick, has...
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, I guess you upgrade from being a sidekick to your own boy.
Yeah. The moment you get a sidekick, you're your own boy.
You're your own guy. Yeah. That's pet is the third option. You know, it's like
you
become Crypto.
So like,
you're like a Crypto.
You've like
dog.
Superman, Superboy, Crypto.
Pretty much. Batman, Robin, Batman.
I didn't actually think about it until it's come up in this episode, but Damian Wayne being.
Sidekick
is fucked up.
It's weird.
Don't have your own son as a sidekick.
Well, that's why I'm like, I don't know. The definitions of sidekick seems to kind of ebb and flow with the tide at this point.
I think, honestly, at this point, it just has to be a vibe. And if someone says, this is my sidekick, you just go, okay.
Yeah. Because I think it all just comes down to whoever is in charge.
Yeah.
Because they could be like, this is my, like... good friend, this is my assistant, this is my sidekick. Because look at the X-Men. Yeah. They're just a team of like, hey, should we just beat up that one guy?
Yeah,
and everyone's like, all in.
Yeah, no.
What's that? Did one person insult you?
Yeah.
Oh, let's get the fellas.
Yeah, we're getting them. We're getting them.
Well, the dictionary meaning of sidekick is a person's assistant
or
close associate, especially one who has less authority than that person.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess it's an authority thing. So like, Sherlock and Watson. Assistant.
Well, I was going to bring up Sherlock and Watson.
That's a good
sidekick. That is the example here. Sherlock,
well, there you go.
Sherlock Holmes bumbling sidekick Watson. They just kick Watson in that sentence.
Two of them so
dirty. Yeah.
Sherlock's like, bumbling fuckhead piece of shit. Of a fucking worthless friend, Watson.
Yeah, this worm Watson.
Worm side Watson.
But it's funny with Watson because Watson contributes. I mean, look, he is a doctor. He's he's, you know, plenty intelligent or whatever.
Well, not according to that sentence.
No, not at all.
But it's Sherlock Holmes who solves the mysteries.
Well, yeah.
So what does Watson do?
He's the, I guess he helps Sherlock solve it because Watson has been like, he gathers the information.
Yeah, I suppose, and he's kind of maybe a bouncing board for Sherlock.
Yeah. Like with lawyers, right?
Yeah.
So you have your research team, your paralegals and all that kind of stuff. They're like, okay, so do they go and they're the ones doing the research, going through all the different books, like finding precedent. Are they the main lawyer's sidekicks?
I think that you could say that and they would be insulted, but it's kind of true.
Oh, you're a paralegal, so you're the lawyer's sidekick.
In a way.
Well, okay, it is its own job, but
well,
okay.
Well, so kind of like a lawyer apprenticeship, eh?
Sort of, he's your mentor, you're the mentee.
Yeah, why don't they call it a lawyer apprenticeship?
Because...
why do some things get an apprenticeship and some things don't?
Well, only trades get apprenticeships, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Is
you can't be an apprentice
an
like doctor.
Yeah.
If I'm like an MD.
Yeah.
Well, no, there is a doctor. What's the, or is it just
junior
student doctor?
Student
doctor, yeah.
Because you do what's, that, then you specialize. But ultimately, it's, yeah,
what's
there's no
Dave
apprentice.
Franco in the late seasons of Scrubs called?
Right? to quickly catch up to that sentence.
Yeah, I watched that filter through Zabit's brain. That was cool.
At that point, they've
graduated. It's medical school.
Yeah.
When they
yeah.
first appear, it's medical school.
Because they've gone through the schooling and they've got the 4 years or whatever it is.
Registrar or something like that? Or on placement, maybe?
They're on placement.
Yeah.
And
I guess they're
the junior doctors.
Yeah. So
it's basically just a hierarchy. It's another form of hierarchy,
right?
So you've got your senior management, and then you've got your like your middle management, and then you've got the drones, as it were.
But like, okay, so with Rob,
is a regular worker. Say you work in an office job and you have a manager. Are you the manager's sidekick?
No, because you're part of a team.
But if you're the assistant manager,
so you're the assistant sidekick.
You're saying, but then what are the people under you?
Underling.
Okay.
Well,
minions.
Yeah.
Banana. Yeah.
Kevin.
I guess if you're a villain and you have a sidekick, because you also then have minions.
Well, yeah, but villains I feel like don't often have sidekicks. They just have goons and minions. I'd rather have goons than minions.
Same.
Just two big guys.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome, dude. That would fucking rule. Yeah. But see, with Robin, does Robin know... one day he will fill the role of Batman. Does he understand
that
as part of the deal?
I think that's the unwritten rule. Like, that's, like, what isn't said. It's the elephant in the room, as it were. It's like, yeah, I am, you know, we're going through this, and, like, I want to train you and help you your process, like, you're grieving because of your parents die, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how to connect the people, so this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
But then we need to have another second Batman, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe you'll need to take over from
and so
me
I,
when I
do think there's that that unsaid kind of thing, which is like, you're gonna take over from me. Same thing with Captain America, yeah, with Bucky, especially like, you know, and Falcon, kind of more later in, like, after he gets frozen, comes back again, and they become like his sidekick. It's that kind of like, well, because somebody, what's the difference between, you know, I'm just thinking in terms of comics, when Captain America, say, teams up with, say, Sharon Carter,
yeah,
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of thing.
Is it the authority thing? They have the same amount of authority?
But why does Falcon not have the same amount of authority as Captain America?
He's not a captain.
Yeah, fair enough.
Carter, Captain.
Okay, two captains.
Captain Carter,
together.
Captain America.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook. But like
Shmee. Shmee
sidekick.
Shmee is a sidekick.
Yeah.
Or Wendy
sidekick?
No.
Rufio.
To who?
Rufio's sidekick.
Love interest.
No. Yeah, love interest.
You can't have a sidekick also be a love interest.
I was going to say, Rufio. But Rufio was a sidekick to Peter Pan that usurped him and became the leader of the
Against
Lost Boys.
Peter Pan's wishes, too. Well Peter Pan
was
gone at that point.
He fucked off.
He was Robin Williams then.
Yeah, he was Robin Williams
and
then.
And someone might have stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, it's not really on.
That's like a bitter sidekick.
Yeah, it's not a Rufio. That's not a Rufio.
Well, that happens with Batman, too, sometimes.
Yeah, they abandon their post.
Do you think the other superheroes find it weird that Batman has sidekicks?
Well, because a lot of them also have sidekicks.
No, but like Superman doesn't.
Well,
Wonder Woman doesn't. The Flash? Sometimes does. A Kid Flash.
Green Arrow does? Speedy?
Yes.
Hooked
true.
On heroin.
Oh, sad. Green Lantern doesn't. Part of a team. Hawkman doesn't.
Hawk Girl?
No, they're partners, I would say. Yeah. And also they're married. It's fucked up to be like, my wife?
My sidekick.
Dating a psychic's bad because you get a psychic because of a power dynamic.
Is
Batgirl Batman's sidekick?
No,
I think for a bit, but not very long.
Yeah. Oracle?
No,
she's like eyes in the sky.
Yeah
but it's not.
She's Intel.
Yeah, but is that not a sidekick?
No, that's an assistant.
That's an assistant.
But not a sidekick.
Don't read the definition again. The dictionary, when it's on your side, I hate the dictionary when that's the one I hate the most.
It's so funny that you hate the dictionary yet love reading.
You've called me out.
The dictionary,
I've been undone.
Your dictionary is full of your precious little words.
I'm like, there's like, if you remember The Tick, there's like Tick and Arthur. Mm-hmm. And like Arthur's the, like Tick's sidekick, but like reluctantly. And that's because The Tick is a buffoon of a man. And it's like, you're my sidekick. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, well, what can I do?
Is it teens?
It is often teens.
Is it just a teen thing?
Well,
like,
I guess
if you're an adult and then you have a teen hero, are they the sidekick? And
is
the moment
Speedy
they
a teen?
I think so.
Yeah, Speedy's a teen.
I think the moment you become a legal adult,
you become a partner. Because I guess
Captain America's psychic he's quite well. Then because in the movies he's just like his friend and they
but
go
in
to the
comics,
army.
But he's a teenager.
In the comics is which well, is why I think it's the whole like height thing. Where
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
No, but in the comics, isn't it? He's a psychic pre Captain America getting frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when he comes back, he's the Winter Soldier. No longer a sidekick.
Yeah.
A villain.
Villain. But then friend.
Then good friend. Then Captain America.
Oh, no.
But yeah, if I had superpowers and was a superhero, like if I was roaming around or whatever, and then I met a kid.
Hang on, but Lloyd's not a teenager.
No, he can't be a sidekick.
No, but I think he is.
Watson's not a teenager.
He's not a teenager, then. That's correct.
And yet he's a sidekick.
I would say Watson's sidekick, Lloyd not a sidekick.
Yeah, but what about...
I think it's because also he's paid.
Yeah.
Like, Lloyd isn't... he applied for that job.
Do you think Watson's not getting paid?
Yeah, but not...
Watson's a doctor. He's not getting paid by Sherlock.
Not through Sherlock.
But is Sherlock not getting... Like, are they not both being hired out to solve cases and Watson's getting paid
too? I'm saying I'm the British police. And I've got a crime.
We need to get Holmes and Watson on the case.
And I'm like, well, we need to get Holmes.
Yeah.
What's Watson going to do?
Also, it depends how the structure set up. Is it like, Sherlock Proprietary Limited, where it's like the company is hired, and then that pays both Sherlock and Watson. Also, isn't Watson in charge of the finances, or else like Sherlock just keeps spending it on
heroin?
Also heroin?
Yeah. He goes the speedy route.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a shame when not the sidekick, but the actual superhero goes on the heroin route.
Yeah.
What about Wilson to House?
Oh, okay. Well, that's Sherlock and Watson again.
Yeah, but they're colleagues and both get paid from the same place.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, then,
But Watson, actually, is like, yeah, he's not being paid by Sherlock.
Yeah.
Are they psychics or colleagues?
They're colleagues.
Because they are just Sherlock and Watson.
They are colleagues.
I don't know if anyone's ever... Sherlock and... Yeah, no, we got that right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed this. Holmes, House.
Whoa.
Watson, Wilson. Cardi, I got nothing.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Moriarty?
But also maybe sometimes
does House have a Moriarty?
The guy that shot him? Diabolical.
The guy that fucked up his leg is his Moriarty, I guess. Or drugs his Moriarty.
Maybe. Diabolical drugs. You've got me hooked on you again.
But isn't House's drugs also Sherlock's drugs? Like, isn't that like a one-to-one there?
Maybe he has the Moriarty.
Sure. I'm gonna find it.
This is where I'd say they're colleagues when they're working together.
Yeah.
Sorry, they're colleagues when they're working because they're not working in the same department, right?
Yeah.
But then when House gets Wilson's advice or like helps him out in a case.
Yeah.
Psychic.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's Sherlock going to Watson to be like, help me out with this thing.
Yeah.
Is that where it comes from? Is it like, I need help with a thing, it's my problem?
It's my problem, you are helping me with this.
Because Robin is never like, Batman, help me with this problem. Batman's always like, Robin, help me with this problem.
Yeah, that's true. And often Robin, if he's dealing with something, he'll deal with it by himself because he doesn't want Batman getting involved.
Yeah.
And
so is that
House has a Moriarty called Moriarty?
Okay. They gave up, I guess.
It was at the end of season two of House.
Is it? So they could have called him, I don't know, Morrison?
Yeah.
Or changed his first name to Jack. It's Mr. Jack Moriarty.
Is he an evil doctor?
Does he shoot now?
Jack Moriarty is the final antagonist for the final antagonist of House season two of House MD, acting as the main antagonist in the season finale. No Reason.
Were they just getting fed up by everyone being like, "Hang on a second, is this a bit of Sherlock?"
Yeah. Oh my god.
And everyone's like, "Oh my fucking god, yeah. We weren't subtle. Here's Moriarty." Yes, what? JD, I've never seen what
you.
The
you're
hell?
Doing
what
the
happened?
Fucking Wojak face. He's Wojacking.
Jack Moriarty was the man who claimed. Who claimed to be a former patient of House. Moriarty shot House.
Yay!
He was the guy!
You did the Wojak face! We're Wojak and Hardy today.
We're Wojak.
Who knew that the psychic episode would get like this?
Yeah. Huh. Wow. Okay.
With the Breaking Bad one, maybe they're like, oh yeah, this one will get silly.
A Jesse Pinkman? Worth it. Psychic?
Jesse Pinkman is a psychic, is also a teenager.
Teenager,
and all the problems tend to be Walter White.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's always Walter White going to Jesse for help.
Yeah, never Jesse going in the other direction.
And if it is the other direction, it often is, like, Walter doesn't help.
Yeah, he's got no
time. In fact, Walter makes it worse.
Yeah.
And then kills his girlfriend.
Yeah. Jesse, I'm worried about your heroin addiction. I'm killing your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It fix it?
In a way!
Yes.
But it did cause a plane crash.
Yeah.
I forgot about season two of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I'm here to say it. Very stupid.
Yeah. A lot of it. Kind of stupid.
But that's like very stupid.
Pink bear in the pool. What's the pink bear about?
Oh,
it fell out of the sky.
It fell out of the sky. It's a plane bear. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm sneaky plane bears.
I think sometimes a sidekick and guy.
Mm-hmm.
what do you call this? The other side of the
dynamic. Sidekick.
Leader?
The guy who.
Don't like that.
Leader and sidekick. Yeah. But anyway, sometimes I think it could be a personality thing too. You know? Like if you have one person who just is less dominant in the conversation or in the way that they're behaving, they're probably going to be a sidekick, right?
I guess. I don't think that we're making like the relationship sub-dom.
But I mean,
there's
an element of sub-dom to it, you know? Because you're in charge and the sidekick's there to help you out, but there's no money exchanging hands. It's just, you know, if Batman was paying Robin, different situation. Not a sidekick, a hire.
Yeah.
A guy who works for him.
Yeah. Which is why I don't think Lloyd is a psychic because he's being paid.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how I stand on this.
I do know how you stand. So is it a thing where it can't be for money?
Yeah.
Because an apprenticeship, I would argue, well, it's kind of like a sidekick.
Yeah,
because you're learning those skills to then, you know, do that job, i.e. fight crime. But with an apprenticeship is often money. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But some.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you got to, is it a volunteer position?
I don't know. And is it, and this is the question of the episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it worth it?
So what do you get out of it?
Is it good?
Is it about your legacy, like living on? Because like, what's the point of the site? If it's to kind of help you, well, it ends when you're like, I don't need any more help. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
But, or is it like, I want to continue the Batman name? So it's kind of like
this.
You will be replacing me.
This is dangerous territory because I could probably use Batman and Robin as an example, but I'm choosing to use
Ari and
Wilson.
Okay.
And Lloyd.
Okay.
Because a sidekick is often important because it levels out. It makes up for some of the very like obvious flaws that the hero or mentor, which apparently is what you would say.
Mentor sidekick. Well, I would go mentor mentee, but
yeah,
hey.
Fair enough.
Whatever. Well, sidekick, main kick. I don't know.
Sidekick is apparently an informal word, which I don't know why I said apparently. That makes sense.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There isn't really like one for one. But
bullies often have sidekicks. Talking about villains.
Mm. Bullies?
Yeah.
No, they've got goons.
Goon is a... What are you...
A goon is not a sidekick, dude. Shut up.
No, goons.
Shut your mouth.
Like a group. Yeah, but you're wrong. Like as in, it's not even, it's like a goon and a sidekick are not the same thing.
I've never seen that argument by someone in the, I remember seeing this argument at like 16.
You're seeing a lot of things.
Where like I remember a student yelling at one of our, like a fellow student yelling at our teacher, like, no, but you're wrong. No, but you're wrong. And it was the funniest thing because they had nothing of it. They couldn't argue
you
back.
You can't argue with someone. Like, I'm right.
Yeah. You're wrong. And she's like, no, but you're wrong. She had no power
no
in that
recourse,
situation.
Dude.
It fucking ruled.
Yeah.
That kid ruined her day.
Yeah. Well, I hope to do the same to Jackson because a goon and a sidekick are not the same thing.
No, I wasn't saying
they
were.
He wasn't arguing that.
I was disagreeing with Zammit.
I was saying sometimes bullies will have sidekicks.
Yeah, bullies do have sidekicks.
Sometimes they
a
have
a bully
goons.
Sidekick is a goon.
A goon
no,
is no. No.
No.
You've got
no.
rocks where your brain should be. Maybe you put down a book and started living in the real world once in your life. You'd
maybe
know
put
this.
Down one of your...
Who's your sidekick?
Yeah. Maybe
what? I don't need a sidekick. I'm doing fine as
Where's
I am.
Where's your goon?
Again, don't need them.
We're teaming up.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We're partners.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Also, like I was saying before, a psychic often covers the flaws. So Ari, sack of shit, very rude. Mm. Lloyd, understanding, patient, kind. House, angry piece of shit, addicted to drugs. Wilson, not addicted to drugs, kind, caring.
Mm. It's funny because it's kind of the same with Robin and Batman. Batman, piece of shit, no friends,
well,
not
often,
nice to talk to.
It's funny because I would say when it comes to a psychic usually has people skills when the mentor or the Master Splinter... No, Master Splinter. The turtles aren't psychics. They're proteges.
proteges as well. Like, you're throwing in another term. It's kind of the same thing.
Maybe the goon... Hang on. Let me cook.
Okay.
All right. Maybe. Hold up. I'll let him cook.
I'll let you cook.
So, gee, I hope that term doesn't go out of... doesn't stop being cool in 6 weeks.
So, if you have a sidekick, sidekick's got people skills.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a goon, it's the other way around. You got the sidekicks. Your other guy doesn't. If Robin was in charge, Batman would be his goon rather than his sidekick. What do we think?
Because a goon is often bigger than you.
Yeah, and intimidating and tough and violent.
Yeah.
That's Batman.
And knows people skills. like Frankenstein's monster, a lurch, if you will.
Yeah,
that kind of like
a
big hulking.
I know.
I'm just saying, the appearance
wise. That's the size.
Wise,
yeah, that's the vibe.
You kind of
want
a big hulking kind of creature.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Rick Jones, who I would argue may be a professional sidekick.
he's a sidekick to many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rare instance where he never graduates. He just finds a different mentor.
Yeah,
he's a serial sidekick.
Yeah. He's like, I got Captain Marvel. This is all right.
He's collecting them like baseball.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I'll try
for it, but maybe,
Hulk.
Maybe I'll try Hulk, maybe.
Captain
America's like... You could fit into Bucky's old uniform, I reckon.
Whoa. Rick Jones should be in the new Winter Soldier.
Oh, yes, please.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Because he's a consistent sidekick.
But is the thing about Rick Jones that he just doesn't want the,
he doesn't want, responsibility of being a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, I'm a sidekick.
I
assist heroes doing their biz. And is that
That's
just like...
for me.
Rick Jones is the example of why I think I could get sucked into the sidekick lifestyle, because basically shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to pay full amount of attention to it, because like you just get a call being like, "Hey, shenanigans are happening."
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, "I'm in. Ari, I'm on my way." You just need to make a speech at my wedding, and I'll do anything.
Yeah,
Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so like. Rick Jones is constantly just being like, I was in the negative zone for a bit. I probably fought Thanos at some point. I shouldn't have, but I did.
He did. He certainly
makes life
did.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I guess because he's not a permanent sidekick, he's a part-time sidekick.
There's less responsibility too. Like,
is he more
Gotham blows up? No one's like, "Fuck you, Robin." They're like, "Fuck you, Batman."
Absolutely.
Because Rick Jones, I think, is an anomaly, because he's almost like his approach to sidekicking is almost. Like a summer job.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Where it's a very much a casual.
His music, which
yeah,
is
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. It's just like, I'll put down the guitar for a little bit. Yeah.
All right, I'll come in and out of the negative zone.
I'll come and shoot Captain Marvel if you want.
Yeah.
Sure. He's giving cancer to folk or some shit. We got to put him in the machine.
Yeah.
Rap.
I got to gig Friday.
What's that? What's his problem? I can shoot that problem too.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. I'll help you put Captain Marvel in the machine.
Yeah.
No worries.
And it kind of works out for Rick Jones because he's kind of. Everyone's best friend, you know.
Is that also an aspect of a sidekick, to be someone's really good friend
and protection too? Like, you know,
like you're protecting him from more of like the social like things that might hurt them.
Absolutely.
So like, as you know, Batman, Bruce Wayne, not exactly the best people person.
Yeah.
Whereas Robin is, and so if someone's going to like hurt Batman through like social ways,
yeah, that's true.
Robin's there to kind of like shield Batman's fragile ego.
Yeah, shield his feelings. But also, if you're Rick Jones, you've sidekicked for enough superheroes that if anybody comes for you, you know you got like 40 people who've got your back
in that situation. That's a good way to be as well.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, well, I'm good friends with everybody.
Exactly. Somebody fucking Thanos comes to click you off or whatever.
Yeah.
You say, "Oh, really, dude? Me, Rick fucking Jones?"
Yeah.
You
get best friend of Hulk, best friend of Captain Marvel,
you get
best
your phone
friend
somehow,
of Captain
like,
America?
Like a kid fucking with an elevator, call every, just yeah, swipe yeah, your yeah. finger down, call every single person that, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, you've been mm-hmm. a sidekick for.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Rick Jones, I don't think, has really died in the comics, which means that sidekicking fucking rocks.
Yeah.
He dies when the snap happens in the comics, but then he obviously comes back when the snap happens again, and he's like, "I met several deceased rock stars." Rick Jones went to heaven.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Of course he went to rock and roll heaven, baby.
He kills a guy, I feel sad about it, but
he doesn't die.
Are we saying then that it's better to be a sidekick than to have a sidekick?
I think
I'd agree with that.
I agree with that too, because you're like, I mean, look, yes, Joker came for Robin.
We might get crowbarred, that is true.
Correct. However, by and large, unless you have a sociopath like Joker in your rogues gallery, they tend to go for mostly the hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
The main kick.
But although,
as a sidekick, you tend to get like kidnapped a lot and used as bait.
Yeah, that is true. But right. I mean,
the superhero, whoever has to be good, because otherwise, like say Bucky, you're frozen in time for a bit and become a tool of the Ruskies.
There is a risk.
Yeah, there is. Like, if your superhero fucks up, he's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I think also they're more invested, because Rick Jones is a sometimes sidekick.
Yeah, if you're a permanent sidekick.
Yeah, he's not invested as much. So they're like, "Haha, we'll capture you. That'll piss off, Captain America." And he's like, "I'm currently sidekicking for the Hulk, you fucking idiot."
Yeah.
And then like, "Oh shit, I didn't prepare for the Hulk."
We put up all these anti-shield barriers and gun barriers, but not Hulk barriers.
And then Hulk comes in and stomps on fire.
I guess this does raise it another thing, and something that I sadly did just come across.
Mm-hmm.
Sidekicks often die.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like, they drop
say,
like flies.
Yeah. Like, more so than the heroes.
They're expendable.
Well, yeah, that is the hero.
Rick Jones.
Is
casual
the exception.
Side. No, he unfortunately gets killed by a firing squad ordered by Captain America.
Ordered by Captain America?
I'm sick of this.
Sorry. Is this when he's a Hydra lad?
Yeah, it's during Secret Empire.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, is that where Rick Jones is currently? Underground?
6 feet under.
Well, yeah, because that's 2017.
Yeah. Rick Jones is dead
happens.
In the earth.
Captain America later sentences a captive Rick Jones to death by firing squad. After his death, revival is subject B. Rick Jones is back.
can't bring him down.
I remember this. Isn't this from Immortal Hulk?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He comes back as a monster, man.
He's fucked up.
He's got like fingers for a face.
He's upside down a bit. Like his head's upside down. I don't think it actually ends up not being. And look, douche, a bit of spoilers for you want to cover your ears.
Yeah.
It's actually not. It's the leader. Leader puppeteering his body.
That sucks. So Rick Jones not really back.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe sometimes back.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Sometimes.
But also, a thing about being a sidekick is not always. I mean, you know, if you're Rick Jones, you can quit whenever you like. But can you get out of it? Could Robin be like, Batman, I'm done. Yeah. I don't want to be a sidekick.
Well, it's hard for, say, a Robin because he's also a ward.
Well, yeah, that would be
because
you're
like,
awkward at home.
You know, it's like, I've not been a Robin, then, you know, Batman's like, oh, really? Oh. Well, I guess give me a back credit card.
Yeah.
And no more daddy money.
I don't like
that's Robins. As well. I would love to stop fighting crime, but daddy's money?
Yeah,
my daddy. Lambos? I could give him
daddy money is the reason I'm here.
Yeah. But it would make it weird, you know, if you were one of the Robins and you left and then the Wayne family's getting together and everybody's talking about the fights they've done and, you know, fighting and you're just like, well, yeah, I had a good day too.
I opened the record store. Yeah. Not many will buy it. Yeah.
Gotham's a bad place for fun.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm in a band or something, I'm staying away from Gotham. I'll be like, come to Metropolis. It's just across the bay.
Yeah. Catch the boat.
Catch the ferry.
Just make sure you don't catch one of Joker's ferries.
Make sure you catch it from the Metropolis. Oh, I see the problem.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's coming from Gotham.
Yeah. Where's Hell's Kitchen? Not Gotham.
New York.
Gotham because
Marvel.
New York. Yeah. And I think it's a real place.
It is a real place.
So I guess also potentially there's a New York in DC.
New York.
Or do they just replace it all with Star City?
There's a New York. There is a Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, it's funny because in America. There's too many because of the way the comic book cities are laid out. It would just be America just has like New York sized cities everywhere.
Okay. All along the East Coast is city.
West Coast,
nothing. Yeah. No one's been there in DC.
They got halfway through the continent and stopped.
Yeah.
The continent. Yeah. Oh, this is a continent.
There's a lot of it. Well, North America.
Not
continent.
North America, but America is a continent. Well, the American continent.
Yeah, Americas.
As they call it.
Yeah, I guess.
But isn't North America just in South? Yeah, North America is a continent. North America, South America, right?
That's the America. Isn't it the whole thing? Isn't
that the Americas? We are so stupid, and this is on record. This sucks. I'm going to look it up.
Well, I mean, at one point, sure, but I think they've drifted.
Yeah.
Is there anything connecting them?
Okay, thank God I'm right.
Yeah. There's nothing, because it's like a tiny little.
Yeah,
little
sure
tiny.
Little...
Yeah, but and then that... continents can be joined because Europe and Asia are connected.
No, that's what we were saying. Because wasn't the debate whether it was all one continent or two?
Yeah, but it's...
At one point, maybe.
No, yeah, but it's two continents.
Yeah,
but Europe and Asia are connected, and
I see what you mean.
I'm just glad that in this very stupid segment, I came out right. Asia, America, North America, Europe, South America, Antarctica, and Oceania.
Yeah. All right.
Whew.
We're there. We're
okay. Oh, my God. That was scary.
We've been a roller coaster for an episode.
Because continents, they're just the plates.
Don't walk straight. We just walked through the
I don't know. They're the. It's just the plates. Yeah.
I don't know if they're the tectonic plates. Okay. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, there's a fault line.
No.
Yeah, but the fault
line in some areas of America they have earthquake.
No, because isn't New Zealand on its own continental plate, and we don't consider that its own continent. I don't know.
Why would you walk into this? Why?
I'm a curious fella with some questions.
Google it and don't say it in a podcast. We're clever.
We're smart boys. We're just,
just smart boys.
People just listen to this podcast. Wow, this is my favorite first episode of a podcast I've ever heard.
These fuckers don't know continents from fucking snowdrifts.
They don't even really seem to know what's going on at all.
Fair assessment.
If I found out that this podcast was hosted by worms that had lips that had learned to talk, I'd be like, oh yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Three mandrels got in one studio just out of
At one point, this podcast was the number one comedy podcast in Australia.
Are you sure?
No. One point. That makes sense. I get
what about now? No.
Yeah, you'll have to scroll for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far the mighty have fallen.
Oh.
That's the thing about us. We just keep getting worse. I was like, it's worth it. I guess it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Just like us. I mean, maybe the psychics peaked.
Yeah, maybe they peaked, you know, a while ago.
Yeah.
And they're just sort of running out the clock.
Yeah, they're just sort of coasting, waiting for their main kick to retire, but he never does.
Yeah.
So they're constantly second, third, 400th string, you know? They're like, one time I was number two. Now, people often were saying that I was going to be in charge next. Yeah. Like, I was going to be the king.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and like, yeah. But I went, I guess I came for the king. I missed. Yeah. I missed.
Sometimes Hamish and Andy leave the country, you go to number one, and then they come back, and then you look and you're like, ah.
Never mind.
Fair call.
Yeah.
Yeah, good work, Ham. You're doing well. You're in the television. Making Lego radio or something? That's cool.
That's good. Psychics. Are they worth it?
I don't know. Depending, like, I don't know if I'd have one. Assistant would be nice, but like, I don't know what I need to do on a day to day basis.
Yeah.
Imagine telling someone else.
Too much responsibility.
Maybe I'd be the other than the death, though.
Yeah, I think I'd
if the psychic is cool, providing good vibes, I'm into it. If the psychic's asking me too many questions, I hate it. The psychic just wants to hang out. Yeah, whatever.
What about goons? Would you have goons?
Nah, do my own dirty work.
I want goons.
I know you want goons because you're a worm who can't protect himself.
Yeah, and I just sit like huddled up, like sort of slimy on a chair, and go seize them.
I'd like to be a goon. I don't have to think too much.
Three different things. I'm the mentor / hero.
Yeah.
Jackson's the villain and you're a goon.
Yeah. Because I'm not the thing. It's nice.
Yeah. That episode we did.
Yeah. The free call and stuff. We've been here before.
Yeah, we've been here before.
I guess after 400 plus episodes, you cover old ground again.
The more things change,
the more
they
stay the same. Yeah. Makes sense.
I don't want responsibility. You want to be like, I guess, don't want to get your hands dirty, but you kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
I didn't even consider that no responsibility was an option. I just assumed, I guess I'm in charge.
I guess if Uncle Ben is dying in our arms, we're all taking a different moral lesson, and that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Jackson's like, good.
Crime, okay.
And I'm, no. And you're like yeah, I guess.
Time to bash crooks.
I'm like, no, Uncle Wrong.
Uncle Wrong. What a rough thing to
Aunt me and Uncle Wrong. We got to end the episode, otherwise we can't. If Aunt Me and Uncle Wrongs get thrown out, we got to end the episode for the safety of our listeners. So on that note, I've been Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
In conclusion, psychics are worth it if you want them, and if you don't, yeah, I understand.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Have a good
five
night,
stars,
everyone.
Please. Scroll down to wherever you're listening. Five stars.
Oh, yeah, leave a review. That helps us climb them
charts. Get more reviews, guys. We need it, okay? Yeah.
Finally, if it'd be nice to live our glory days again.
Yeah, put us back
again,
on time.
Like, look, I'll even write the review for you. I said it before, but that's the thing about plumbing the Death Star. They just keep getting worse.
Five stars.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.